Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I've seen some rumbling, some press about Jennifer Aniston cover, gorgeous, looking amazing. Admittedly, does yoga 50 times a week, the water, the working out, hadn't had a baby, you know, loves the Fountain of Youth and the famous salad and all that. Nicole Kidman, known for a lot of plastic surgery, but took it down. Amazing actress, beautiful woman, great on in everything she's doing. She's extraordinary, really wonderful. And J-Lo, you know, icon, legend, etc. So it's funny because I had Paulina Poroskova on my podcast, and she said there's no real representation of women between the ages of J-Lo and Betty White, meaning everybody looks like they stop aging at J-Lo's age. I think she means in like popular culture. I don't think she means in the middle of the country. I think she means that. And I guess someone said to me that when the Golden Girls, the age that they started was J-Lo's age. So there are covers of J-Lo, Nicole Kidman, and Jennifer Aniston at the same time. And this is 53, and this is what 50-something looks like, and this is being in your 50s, and we all know. So I want to talk about it because people, it provokes people. It sort of triggers them. So here's the thing. They've all had plastic surgery. No problem. No problem. I will have plastic surgery. I have had a lift. They've all been filtered. Extreme. No problem. I was filtered on my iHeart podcast poster. I saw it. I posted about it. Like, I didn't do it. I didn't filter it. And they didn't either. But there's a level of how filtered something can be. I've seen something and said to my publicist and said, I look like I have a Bethany mask on. So they've all been totally filtered. The women have, extensions and have had plastic surgery and everything going on. So where's the line for women? It's not Nicole Kidman's responsibility to make Jane in Secaucus feel better. It's not her responsibility. Is it her responsibility to admit plastic surgery, filtering, face tuning, all the shit? Because I've seen a lot of this. And, you know, someone like Gwen Stefani, very, very heavily face tuned and filtered. I actually don't even know the answer. I want to know where the line is. For me, I just roll with it. I just say, this is what my face looks like. I know it's not that cute, but I'm not speaking to perfection. I'm speaking to Jane from Secaucus and saying, girl, don't feel so fucking bad. Okay. This is what I look like. I've done the plastic surgery tour. I might do something. The least I can do for you is tell you the goddamn truth. Maybe it's not. Maybe they don't owe you anything. Go get plastic surgery, lie about it, do whatever you want. It's no one's responsibility. You know what? That's what I'm saying. it's no one's responsibility. Jennifer Lopez did not sign a contract with me saying, I'm going to tell you I had plastic surgery. I'm going to tell you if I've been filtered. I'm going to tell. But maybe saying this is 50, maybe that's where the line is. Don't say this is 50. This is my 50. Maybe don't participate in articles about that. Maybe that's where the line is. There's got to be some line about these celebrities alluding to it being natural in any way. To it being about eating salmon and drinking water. To it being about don't drink. Like, you could not drink for the rest of your life. You're not going to look like the cover of whatever magazine that J-Lo is on right now. I can promise you that. So you can meditate as much as you want. You're not going to look like Jennifer Aniston on the cover of the magazine because you have not been, you know how hard it is to, you don't know how hard it is to do that filtering too. Like, I tried to do it one day for a post to be dramatic. It was not that easy because I looked distorted and you got to go do it like tiny little bits. So where's the line? So I know where it is and I know the answer. Hashtag I know it all. If a magazine is portraying perfection in a 50-something year old that you believe is not accurate and that makes you feel bad about yourself and that puts pressure on you and makes you look in the mirror and think, I look like shit and I don't look like that, even though you intellectually know that that's not what you should be looking like. But emotionally, it doesn't matter. You intellectually know you shouldn't have a piece of chocolate. When your hand grabs for the chocolate cake, it's your body, it's your emotions that want it, it's your cravings. It doesn't matter that you intellectually would rather not eat that or rather not eat the funnel cakes or the fried chicken, even if you're trying to, you know, dipped in ranch. Your body wants it, your emotions, your hormones want it. You intellectually know that that picture is not representing the truth. It is not Nicole Kidman or Jennifer Aniston or J-Lo's responsibility to make you feel better. It is not for them to tell you the truth about what they're doing. They can do whatever the fuck they want. It is your responsibility to not buy the product. Not the brand that they're selling if you don't like it. Not the magazine that's publishing it. The magazine is the outlet. The outlet is distributing the merchandise. The merchandise is the magazine, is the person, is the idea, is the dream, is the aspiration. It is the media outlet. That is, and it is the media outlet's right to distribute whatever they want. You have the power. You are the consumer. It is your choice to not consume something. Your choice to not buy something. Your choice to not unfollow something. Your choice to not follow somebody who's filtering themselves within an inch of their lives. And your choice to follow them. But you can't complain about it. If you don't like it because you don't believe it, don't fucking buy it. Don't consume it. And I keep saying it, but it goes, you got to keep going deeper and deeper. Where the fuck are you mad at Jennifer Lopez for filtering herself? I could filter myself too. I could go get head to toe full body plastic surgery. It's the lying about it you don't like. But even still, it's not your business. I can filter myself. It's my business. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to like me. You don't have to follow me if I do that. If I choose to do plastic surgery and I'm honest with you about it, you get to choose whether you think I've sold out, whether you hate me as a result of it, whether it makes you feel bad about yourself, what I'm doing, or if you like that I'm just telling you about it. Somebody else can have a big mega yacht and, you know, drink champagne out of their faucet, and I can choose to watch it or talk to them about it. If I'm mad at them doing that, then I don't have to associate with them. I get to choose to watch Lux Goods en masse in shows. I could choose to buy as many Hermes bags as I want. If I start to flaunt it, it makes you feel bad about yourself. You don't have to follow me, which I wouldn't do because I want a good relationship with you. I don't want to, and not even that, I don't want to do that to you. I relate to you. I don't want to make you feel bad about yourself by me. I don't want to be up here and you down there. And that's what a lot of these celebrities and these publications are doing. They're up here, we're down there. But don't engage in it. Don't invest in it. Don't buy it. What we don't realize is the power that we have. I was not able to distribute almost $300 million in worldwide aid to save people's lives because I did it, because I am, you know, have a following. I was able to do it because each of you have a voice and power and the dollar and came together and freaking funneled that money through to give it to those people. It was you. You have more power than you think. You have the power to not buy, to not follow, to not like, to block, to do it. If it bothers you, think if it's rational and, you know, think about it. So when we say, Ugh, they shouldn't be putting this stuff out. And I've been wrong too. What am I talking about? If the K's are peddling this shit about lips and extensions and the product that we're pushing, it's not their fault. And it's not the media's fault. They're selling. They're making money. The drug dealer's not going to stop making money. The magazines aren't going to stop making money. If you're not buying, they got no drugs to sell. So stop the faucet. Stop feeding the beast.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Rants on kids being bored. Okay, so kids are going to be bored. You don't have a nanny. You don't have childcare. It sounds great. Oh, we'll do this. Sometimes you don't do an activity. Okay, we did it. We ice skated for an hour and a half, or we went sledding for an hour and a half. Now you're home. They have amnesia. They don't remember you took them yesterday. You took them to an aquarium. You took them to sled. They don't remember. There are so many fucking hours in the day. God forbid they get up early. And because we activate these kids so much and we do things with them because we want it to be such great parents, and there are actual statistics that working moms spend less time with their kids than moms in the 50s that were home all day because they smoked a cigarette, put on their, picked up the telephone with the coily cord, had a glass of wine, and let them run out into the yard, in with the mittens, into the nights, onto the bicycle, out into the streets, onto the pogo stick, go with God, do whatever you have to do, rob a bank, beat somebody up. I don't give a fuck. I'll see you at 5 o'clock for dinner. Like, that's what parenting was like then. Now parenting is use your inside voice and show and feelings. And we're going to be there. I'm going to be with you all day, every day, because I feel guilty as a parent if I'm not with you 24 fucking hours a motherfucking day. So these kids, they don't remember you did anything with them. They don't remember you baked cookies together. They don't remember you bought them holiday pajamas. They don't remember you snuggled. They don't remember your Netflix. They don't remember you bought them a puppy. They don't remember you sled. They don't remember the movies. They don't remember the aquarium or the bouncy gym or the trampoline or the zip line or the mall or the go-karts or the holiday shopping or seeing Santa or the arcade or doing play dates or organizing the play dates. They don't remember. They don't remember their iPad. They don't remember the trampoline. They don't remember the zipline you put in your own fucking house or the pool last summer. They don't remember and they don't care. You have a basement? You have any games down there? They don't fucking remember. It doesn't matter. Candy? They don't remember. Bowling? They don't remember. Hibachi? Mexican night? Taco Tuesdays? They don't fucking remember. So it's a new goddamn day. And you know what I say to my daughter when it's a new day? Oh, that you took him out to breakfast? We went out. Can we go for hot chocolate? Can we go for ice cream? Be a special memory. Can we go see? Yeah. Can we go sledding? They don't remember. They don't remember. They have short-term memory loss. So, you know, I say sometimes, oh, you got to work. Pretend you, what if you have to work? You're evil. That's what the pandemic did for us. You have to fucking work. It's not a free-for-all all day. Where we're doing an hour of work and then we're doing the three-legged race for the afternoon. Like, that's what working was. That's what schooling was. Brynn would tell her teacher, I have to go give my dogs medicine so she could get out of class. I don't see you bringing your fucking dogs to school this year. Like, everything's a scam. It was all a scam. So now we have to work and it doesn't count. I have to do my podcast. I'll pay penance for the rest of my life. So what you have to tell your kids in a very passive-aggressive voice is, you have a life that nobody else has. Okay, look around. You will tell your kids about what you've seen in relief work and who has less, and you'll do that and you'll be a broken record. They're not even listening because you've said it so many damn times. But what you will say is, it's okay to be bored. Well, I was bored. Great. Soothe yourself. There are some kids who just sit at home all day. Well, I don't want to sit. I don't want to sit. My daughter tries to bribe me or do, you know, well, I don't like sitting in front of the TV all day because she's not a TV kid. She's not a device kid. I literally have an amazing kid. She just wants to go outside and do crafts and do activities. She has an art room, lucky her, but something like, well, I'm not a person who's going to just sit in front of the TV all day. Well, good. Good. Soothe yourself. Entertain yourself. Tell a story to yourself. Make yourself something. Do a craft. Jump outside on the trampoline. Go search for reindeer. Do bird watching. Be bored. The whole reason for me the only reason for this rant is be bored. We were kids. We were bored. We were bored a lot. That's why we can be alone. That's why we can soothe ourselves. That's why we don't need to fill every fucking tile with caulk of entertainment. Like, there can't be any missing cracks. That's how we are. Everything has to be a goddamn entertainment. And then you feel guilty. Remember the end of the summer? Oh, we never went wakeboarding. We never did this. You have some sort of bucket list. I'm the guiltiest of all because I love the activities more than the kids. We haven't gone to Gingerbread University, which I've graduated from many times. I've gone back to school like Rodney Dangerfield to Gingerbread University. Oh, it's for me. A lot of it's for me too because we get to feel better about ourselves. Don't feel bad about working. Don't feel bad about telling your kids to go out in the backyard and make a snowman just to not eat yellow snow and be bored. It's okay to be bored. It's how we learn to be alone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.